Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, beginning of verse 25. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Well, last week we looked at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s last speech delivered in Memphis on April 3rd, 1968, in support of the Memphis sanitation strike. Those were times of chaos in our country, not at all unlike today. The next day, Dr. King's life was ended by a coward's bullet, and at the age of 39, he stepped into the arms of God. In his speech, Dr. King shared his views about the parable of the Good Samaritan who stopped to help a man in need on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, a Samaritan hated by the Jews, yet he stopped to help an injured Jewish man who had already been passed by a Jewish priest and a Jewish Levite. Toward the end of his speech, Dr. King shared these thoughts as to why the three who came upon the wounded man acted the way they did. He suggested that maybe the first question both the priest and the Levite asked themselves was, "If I stop to help this man on this dangerous road, what will happen to me?" And they both passed by, thinking of themselves. But then the Good Samaritan came along, and he reversed the question as he thought and then asked himself, "If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him?" And he stopped to help the hurt man, thinking first of the man. Dr. King's legacy of making a difference in the world touched a world which was in chaos at the time, and he touched those for good who agreed with him and those who didn't. He cut through the doubt, the fear, hatred, and uncertainty with a message of hope shared in love. He set before us a vision of how it should and could be, calling us to the best that we could be together for each other. It would be a blessing were he here today to help guide us through these turbulent times. Dr. King reminds me of someone else who every day of his life followed God's call to help others to be the best they could be and to make a difference in the world around them. A dear friend of mine and many and a few on this call who knew him well, Kelly McGregor, stepped into heaven at age 48 on April 20, 2010, way too early, but whose life of impact is still felt today in the lives of so many others. Kelly saw himself in that story of the Good Samaritan every day of his life and in every setting in which God placed him, always looking out for the less fortunate, coming to the aid of the least popular and the unnoticed by society, being a light in their darkness and standing with others in their difficult moments. But he also saw himself capable of falling into the role of the priest or the Levite, both who passed by the man in need on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho in that story. It was something that Kelly continually guarded against and encouraged others to guard against. And he did it by intentionally reaching out every day, even when it wasn't the most comfortable or convenient thing for him to do, like this occasion demonstrates. "What seems to be the trouble?" Kelly asked as he finally pulled up alongside the truck and the driver. The long hair, the skull and crossbones on the leather vest, and the tattoos on the arms of the man standing by his broken-down pickup truck were more evident to Kelly up close. Kelly had seen him on the side of the road from his car as he drove past him the first time on Interstate 70 in Denver, despite seeing the man was in need. Kelly was already late for a meeting at the Colorado Rockies complex, and well, the truth of it was, as he shared later, that he wasn't sure he wanted to stop and mix it up on the side of the road with a guy with a broken-down truck who looked like he would win a street fight with him and appeared angry to boot. And so he drove on past the man, in obvious need, on the side of the road. But a still small voice kept urging Kelly to go back, to do something that didn't feel comfortable to do, to serve, to help, to do the right thing. All of that kept bubbling up from that still small voice as Kelly drove past, and finally it overcame the excuses that he had made earlier to justify passing by that man in need. And so Kelly took the next exit off the interstate, turned around and worked his way back and pulled in behind the man and his disabled vehicle on the interstate. "I ran out of gas," the man said with a twinge of embarrassment in his voice. "It's awfully nice of you to stop." He didn't sound or act anything like Kelly imagined he might have, as he remembered thinking about the man he saw when he first drove by him. Kelly hoped the man couldn't see his own embarrassment with his earlier thoughts, trying to justify not stopping in the first place. "Jump in. There's a gas station at the next exit," Kelly said. This all felt right to Kelly now. That was who Kelly was. That was his identity to the world. Servant. A light in the darkness. In his own way. One life at a time. Every day. Making the world better. In the scripture that we read a moment ago, recorded in Matthew, Jesus makes it clear that in his kingdom, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Just as the Son of Man, referring to himself, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Servants, that's who we're called to be, with whomever and whenever we find ourselves, and in a world which seems to be in chaos and has seemingly lost its way. Servants, following Christ wherever the need takes us to make a difference and to have an impact in every moment and in every life which comes before us. Servants, rising above the chaos and difficulties of life, striving to see the picture which God continues to paint for us to love one another. Servants who see the sacredness that God has placed in every life and seek to nurture that God-given potential in everyone, no matter what label society has placed upon them. Kelly saw that potential, that sacredness and specialness in that man in need on Interstate 70 in Denver that day. But Kelly also saw it in everyone he met and came to know, and by serving them, he made them feel special, sacred, worthy, and with potential as God had created them. Martin Luther King Jr. saw that same worth and potential in everyone he sought to help and others he met along the way, whether they agreed with him or pushed against him. The same worth and potential the Samaritan man saw in the man he stopped to help on the side of the road. The same worth and potential Christ sees in everyone then, now, and forever. God calls us to change the world, to not allow the chaos, the problems and differences to drown us, but instead to rise above it all by seeking to lift, to serve, to change and restore the lives everywhere around us, to rise above the chaos and what the world sees, and to see and help others reach for all the potential, worth, and sacredness within them. God reminds us that it's not about us, but it's about him and who we can be and do together with him. He calls us to look beyond what the world may see in others and to lift the lives around us one life at a time, and in that, being the best who God created us to be. Martin Luther King Jr. was like that. Kelly McGregor was like that. The Good Samaritan was like that. And of course, Christ was and is like that. And I know personally that many of you on that call are like that, lifting others to be all they can be. My friends, in the difficulties of our lives, amidst the chaos and discord in the world around us, we need to be like that for others, servants, for such a time as this, rising above the chaos and all that holds others down and lifting them to be their best, for our best, and to be the best God wants us to be together. Just imagine what the world would be like when we do that, when we all do that. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminder of your Son and what he taught us. Thank you for the reminder of the story and of the Good Samaritan. Thank you for the reminder of Martin Luther King Jr. and his mission in life, done in love, nonviolence for others, lifting others around him. And thank you. Thank you for the life of Kelly McGregor, the example he was to so many. Lord, help us to be who you want us to be, servants, light, making a difference in the world, lifting others around us, even when it's not convenient and not comfortable. You've gifted us in so many different ways, Lord, with potential, with purpose, with resources, with a heart to serve the world. Help us, Lord, to do that every day with those you bring before us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. And thank you for reminding us every day that you will walk with us as we move forward together to be all we can be, helping others to be all they can be. In your Son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.